T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:48 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball tonight, Central Arkansas at Wichita State.
Two.
House Judiciary Committee hears from legal experts on impeachment questions and precedents.
One.
U.S. sailor kills two and himself in a shooting at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita back down a little bit to $2.15 a gallon, seeing that as the low end. Low end was around $2.17 a gallon, so kind of a slow trickle down. The low end, $2.15 this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 59 degrees. Cloudy and cool tonight. The overnight low, 33. Friday, partly cloudy and cooler. Tomorrow's high, 44. Now partly cloudy. Southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. And 35 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Menu can be found at the MonarchWichita.com, the Monarch in Delano. 8:49, Stephen Tipp. What do you got, Ted?
Hey, congratulations to Barbara from Newton. We got her a pair of tickets to go to see $1 Million Christmas at the Orpheum on Friday the 13th. And I've got one more pair of tickets to give away to a lucky listener tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. All right, Ted. Researchers have tested the long-term impact of women's hair color.
This is House Call for Health. Millions of women dye their hair, and many women wonder if the chemicals in the hair dye are safe. A new study will add to that concern. The study in the International Journal of Cancer finds a relationship between women who regularly use permanent hair dye and an increased risk of breast cancer. The results of the study differed depending on race. The risk for African American women was highest, up to 60%, and dark hair dye posed a higher risk than lighter colors. The study did not find that hair dyes cause cancer, but it did find a connection. Medical experts reviewing the study point out that all of the women who were recruited to take part had a close relative with breast cancer, and so that could have influenced the results. The Institute of Cancer Research says it's too early to make a recommendation based on this study and that more research is needed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The U.S. trade deficit narrowed in October as imports fell faster than exports. The politically sensitive trade gap with China dropped. The Commerce Department says the gap between what America sells and what it buys abroad dropped 7.6% to $47.2 billion in October. Stocks closed broadly higher Wednesday amid renewed hopes on Wall Street of a China trade deal. Despite some recent tough talk with President Trump, the gains snapped a three-day losing streak for the S&P. Healthcare and financial stocks drove much of the rally. Energy companies notched the biggest gain as crude oil prices rose. The S&P rose 19 points. The Dow added 146 points. The NASDAQ rose 46 points. All right, now, possible bombardier work for Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Bombardier announced plans to build a 1 million square foot facility in Toronto for final assembly on its global business jet line. Some of the aircraft assembled on that site would come to Wichita for more work. Bombardier's Wichita facilities have been upgraded to be the home of the interior installation work on the Global 5000 and 5500 business jets. In addition, Spirit makes parts for some of those aircraft, and that'll be shipped to the new Bombardier facility. Via Christie is working on an expansion that will cost more than $1 million. It'll include a new robotic cancer treatment device. The hospital broke ground last week on its CyberKnife Center on the St. Francis campus. EB Construction pulled a $1.3 million building permit for the work. The CyberKnife M6 can treat 16 to 20 patients a day. It's a radiation delivery system. And an iconic Kansas City barbecue brand closing a location. If you shop at the Legends in Wyandotte County, you like to catch a bite at Arthur Bryant's. You'll have to find another place. The restaurant has been closed. There's still one Arthur Bryant's location left in Kansas City. It's the First Restaurant, 18th and Brooklyn Avenue. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, Bill, a few years ago, I was in the Kansas City area with my family, my daughter and her family, and we were out at that out near Kansas City, Kansas, and actually ate barbecue from that Arthur Bryant's.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, it just didn't seem the same.
It's not the same.
Really? As downtown.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, down there at, what is it, 18th in Brooklyn?
Yep.
I've been there many times. Ted, you and I have been in there together. We saw somebody famous in there one time. You remember who it was?
I think it was the owner of the Chicago Bulls at the time, Jerry Reinsdorf.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. There's always somebody in there. I know that you've been there. You're native of Kansas City. So you've
been there.
Yeah, so if you've never been there, it's quite a place. You got presidents, pictures of photos of presidents lining the wall.
You bet.
I think now, Jimmy Carter's from Plains, Georgia. And he's supposed to know something about barbecue, I assume.
Right,
and it says right in there that Jimmy Carter says the best barbecue in the country. How about that?
Heck yeah. Right there in KC.
And I don't know, you've never met my sister-in-law, Tara, who is from Texas, now lives in Greece. But Shelly and I took her and her husband, George, there one time. And she said, this beats anything there I've ever tasted in Texas.
Nice.
Isn't it something? Anyway, that family has, they've never had franchised that, have they?
Not nationally, no. They had a few locations, but now they're down to one.
It seems like they had the opportunity on many occasions to be just filthy rich from that, and they turned them all down.
You bet.
Anyway, you go in there, and it's great. There's these guys behind the guys behind the counter are a little bit like the soup Nazis, okay? What do you want?
Right.
Hurry up, you know.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, fries with that? And they grab a handful of greasy fries and just go whap down on the butcher's
plop
paper.
It right down.
There you go.
There.
And you can move along. Keep moving.
You bet.
A fun place to go. I know, as I said, you've been there a few times, haven't you?
No barbecue for you.
No kidding. Hey, we got something exciting coming up tomorrow morning. Guys, Fridays with Steve and Ted are always fun. Always something great going on. But tomorrow's something special. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is going to be on stage at Interest Bank Arena tomorrow night. So, if you listen to Steve and Ted tomorrow, you could win. All right, are you ready for this? Drum roll. A pair of front row tickets for that show.
Oh, man.
Yep, we're giving them away tomorrow morning here with Steve and Ted. And
that's quite a show.
Oh, that's a terrific show. Going to be a lot of holiday stuff going on there, right, Ted, and stuff like that. So, and you could be in the front row. All you do is listen tomorrow morning.
We'll just cut out the middleman and just give those tickets to me.
You know, we can't do that, as I'd like to do that. But bless your heart, we're not going to do that today.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. 8:55 coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. House committee holds hearings on impeachment questions and precedent. That's coming up. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Today's high around 59 degrees. Right now, 35.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.